conversations. We're playing for sheep stations. What used to be footy friends and fun, and now that Dino has come and gone, we're playing for sheep stations. We're playing for sheep stations.
Thanks for that, Joey Manu, breaking a nail while palming off a player. Thanks for that, Ashley Klein, for blowing 17 penalties and 4 set restarts in Origin, but I'm sure that'll get a mention somewhere along the lines by Guardian Angry fans. Thanks for that, Greg Marju, for going nuts a week early. I did suggest it on the trade last week. Had plenty of people message me and say, thanks for the trade info. Hope you got him. No, of course not. It's been that kind of year. Joined by Guardian Mark tonight after a great... We haven't had a chance to celebrate the New South Wales victory last week. Fantastic. I enjoyed it heaps more than game one.
It was the greatest 40 minutes of my life.
It was good. Yeah, the second 40 minutes was ruined by Ashley Klein, but I still enjoyed it because I knew they couldn't catch us. Let's kick straight into round 17, Guardsy, the week that was. How'd you go? Still inside the top 1,000. Pretty tough week. I think a few people really struggled for numbers.
Yeah, it was a weird one, I thought, this week.
I actually think the mini buys are a real opportunity to pounce, because you've got to have 17 players. It's a chance to have a few point of difference players. If you like, the top score was like high 1300s, I think, this week. No one even cracked 1400. So it just shows that it was a tough week. You probably could make up some ground. Like a 1200 score probably shot you up the leaderboard, because I think it was pretty tough going. How'd you go, Guardsy?
Yeah, not bad. I ended up scoring 1187. So
nearly 1200.
Yeah, nearly 1200. I got the captaincy right finally. Teddy delivered. Roosters were good. Sharks, once again, have let me down as usual, except Britton Nakora. But yeah, it was a weird week. I had plenty of 40s, and then guys like Terrell May and Liam Henry were outstanding. But
yeah, a few blokes kissed on the pecker with Sam Hughes going well as their AE. And
yeah, he was the only bloke in my team that I didn't play. Unbelievable.
But well, I didn't play him or Parren.
No, me either.
And ended up with Ronaldo and Eero, and like they were the choices that I had to make. So
yeah, I ended up going up to 505. So okay, so a couple hundred green arrows.
Top 500 is the next goal, and then you pull them back.
And I did get the trade itch right before kickoff. Karaz was named at fullback. I was tossing and turning. I didn't like Lomax's run coming up. He's got a few tough games, and I was looking at guys, and there were two blokes I was looking at. One of them was Jacob Karaz. The other was Bradman Best. And I went Jacob Karaz just because he was playing fullback. His run home looks great, though, Karaz. Back on the wing, I think it's going to be all right. So, but yeah.
They only miss one more game, don't they?
Yeah. So I've brought Karaz in. He misses
19,
but after that, so yeah, I'm not too disappointed, because I think the Dragons have got a tough run coming up with a few tough ones. So.
And I actually think...
And if his knee keeps playing up a little bit, you wouldn't imagine he's going to back up after the next Origin.
Oh, I've rest him for a week.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't play. They don't play
20.
They don't play around 20.
Yeah, and then they play like Penrith and Melbourne. They've
so
got
he
the,
misses 19 and 20.
They got the Roosters.
That's why he was fairly heavily sold, because he did miss last week with Origin, then he didn't back up this week, then he might play, like he'll play this week, but won't play 19, won't play 20.
And they're playing tough teams. He could score 40s.
The Dragons have got to fall off a cliff at some point, don't they? Like,
I'm thinking this next run should really kill them off.
Yeah. So. All right, Mark, how did you go? See green arrows this week?
Yeah, a few, not as many as I would have liked. I was a bit disappointed. Obviously, Tom Sangster didn't captain Tedesco because he went down in updates. So no unicorns for Teddy, but...
It made the price drop of Manu a little bit less, which sort of probably helped a little bit.
1,114 points is what I got this week. I had plenty of those blokes, like Guardsy mentioned, in that sort of 40 and 50 range who you would have expected up in that sort of 60 range, and that makes your score a bit different if you can pick up that extra 70 or 80 points in with those blokes. So I am up around that 1200 bracket, but still saw some green arrows. How many did I get? 707 green, so 10,512th at the moment. So just outside the top 10,000.
Yeah.
Hopefully keep traveling in that direction.
Yeah, so Well Cooked Angus scored 1138, so not a bad score. I won't reiterate heaps of those 40s and 50s. Moved up 961 spots, 7,822. So it was nice to see 2 weeks in a row where I've gone up after I fell outside the top 10,000 there for a little while. So moving in the right direction if I keep finding those kind of scores. And pretty well placed, I think. Probably a bit lower on trade than I'd like to be, but who's not? Only a couple of people I know still have heaps of trades. So, yeah.
How many have you got?
I've got 12.
12.
Yeah. You got heaps.
No.
Yeah.
How many have you got?
Probably make a couple this week, though, or maybe at least one.
Make two. Get closer to me. It will make you feel
making me a bit nervous, but...
So you're up 15.
Well, you're...
Can I borrow a couple?
Holy.
Give me three.
Did you have a stroke 3 weeks in a row or something?
No.
Jesus Christ. Okay, Mark, Team List Tuesday, a few surprises have dropped.
Yeah.
Any worries that people need to navigate?
Well, we'll run through the game. So the first one, Thursday night, Parramatta and South. Surely there's no one out there with Sivo who drops out with a hamstring injury. He's irrelevant these days.
He's as irrelevant as you think. He was at nearly 600. I'll have a quick look. You keep going, but I'll have a look at his ownership.
He's gone. He's recurrent to that hamstring injury. Jake Tago to debut on the wing.
Is he related?
I don't know. I must admit, now that I'm no longer a Parramatta fan, I don't particularly follow their New South Wales Cup side, but he's not one that's come across my radar before. Also for the Eels, Sean Lane named in the number 13 jersey, Madison and the Cardi party in the back row, and another debut off the bench after Matt Arthur last week. Charlie Geimer is debuting for Parramatta off the bench. They've got some raps on him, I believe. So.
Nice.
Well, so they can't do any worse than the spuds like Makatoa and those sorts of fellas, anyway.
You're right. Sivo's only in 2,000 teams, but he is surprisingly at 653,000. He's gone up 100,000 from the start of the year. So
really?
Yeah. So
I suppose he scored a few tries. He surprisingly is up there in the try scoring.
But he hasn't played that many games.
Yeah.
Like, that's the other thing to look at. He's only played 2, 4, 6, 8 games.
Scored like 12 tries or something.
Lowest score of 25 on the weekend when he did his hammy, but he's had 112, 81, and 83, a 74. Like, he hasn't been total shit.
You'd have to be a more dedicated Parramatta fan than I was to have him in your team, let me tell you.
Just falls over the line a lot.
Then for the Bunnies, we got Latrell back at fullback. So Jai Gray drops to 18th man.
You're an owner of Latrell, aren't you, Guardsy?
You're a mid, baby.
VC?
I don't know this week.
I wouldn't worry. I'll just put the straight C on him. Straight C. Bang.
There's so many good teams to draw. Teddy's got another good looking round.
Yeah. Jerome Hughes. The Roosters aren't playing Parramatta. I'll give you the tip. Interestingly, for South, Cam Murray named in the back row with Kaloa Matangi holding onto that.
I caught it a couple of weeks ago.
Have heard that Kaloa Matangi at lock is a real Wayne Bennett move.
Yeah.
He's very keen on
suggested
it.
To
he's killing it at lock.
Yes,
put him in the middle. Yeah,
I actually think if there's any injuries this week for New South Wales back rowers, Kaloa Matangi might be a chance of getting named for the Blues. Like,
I'd pick him,
even though Barnett was 18th last time.
Yeah, I still think that because Kaloa Matangi played game 3 last year.
Yeah,
so don't know.
Anything else there?
No,
so we move on to the 6 p.m. Friday game. The fine people at Coffs Harbour get a game, and apparently they're going to be turning the weather on like the rest of the eastern seaboard. I think the Sharks probably will revel in the wet conditions. No need for the snorkels for the Sharks. But
they didn't last week.
No, I know. There's only one change for the Sharks. Daniel Atkinson, who was playing 5'8" in Trindle's absence, has come onto the wing for Sione Katoa, who's gone off with a head knock.
When I saw Atkinson in, I was really hopeful it was for Trindle so that Hines became relevant again. But
yeah. And then for the Titans, Jaden Campbell out injured, but AJ Brimson is named to return from an injury layoff at 6. Bit of chopping and changing in the forward pack. Jojo Fifita is back on the wing, which pushes Firmore back into the pack. Aaron Clark has been named a prop, world's biggest prop, and Pahulu goes to the bench for
Mate,
the Titans.
Wouldn't be surprised if Randall started at
prop.
Well,
he's playing lock. He's named a lock.
I know, but that's he started at front rower last year at one point.
Yeah.
He's just a good footballer, I reckon. Like, he's not someone I'd ever buy for Supercoach, but he's not the worst. Like, if he was at a good price, he's Mr. Fix-It for him up there, and he actually gets some decent score.
Now we move on to the Friday 8 p.m. game. Order's been restored because the Broncos back on Friday at 8 p.m.
That's uncool.
That's uncool. All is right in the world again, Guardsy.
No, we're playing Penrith. Fuck it.
Well, for your Broncos, Walsh, Carrigan and Haas have been named to return. But Tony Staggs is out, named on an extended bench. I read today it was personal reasons. He's got to go to a funeral or something in Wellington.
He might take 6 weeks to get back.
Maybe.
Interestingly, like named on the extended. He could, might make it back for the game. He might not show up for the rest of the year.
He might not show up till preseason.
Can have a game with Blake Ferguson at Wellington.
Who did they name in the centres?
Well, that's what I'm about to
Dean
get
Mariner.
To. Dean Mariner moved into the centres and Corey Oates has come onto the wing.
Which I think
Carapani's still on the bench.
Yeah, which is a weird one because I thought Carapani was all right in the centres and
It makes no sense.
Nah, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me either. So.
I'm assuming he's just gone with experience against Penrith.
No, seems odd.
Anyway, Hetherington has moved from lock into the back row with Carrigan returning. And you'll be pleased with this big shot in the arm for the Broncos. Guardsy, Marty Tapau kept his spot on the bench, mate. So
yeah, but there's a few injuries in
there.
We've got no one left. There was talk that Corey Oates was a chance of getting named in the back row.
Yeah.
We're battling.
Yeah.
I mean, at least your defence should be all right.
Who'd
with
you
Hebrington.
Lose last week? You lost
Gazefsky
and Fletcher Baker, didn't you?
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, I'm sure you were gutted with that.
Two superstars gone.
Yeah, for the Panthers, all of their origin contingent have been named to return. So that sees Laurie, Henry, and Eisenhuth move back to the bench.
Interesting game from Taruva. I thought he had a real stinker on the weekend. I think he's just showing the Tigers what they can get ready for. He looked ordinary as. Like, he didn't even look like he could catch at one point.
It looks like the Tigers have just done what they did with Charlie Staines, signed another winger that shouldn't be playing.
Moving on to Saturday at 3 p.m., we've got the Bulldogs and the Warriors. Connor Tracey is back from his head knock, so Carraz moves to the wing and Skelton misses out, which I thought was interesting. He's looked pretty good, especially in attack. Oh, and he put that big hit on a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, but I
with
think
Blake Wilson
I think
retaining
everyone,
his spot.
Everyone fit. You've got Jerry and Crichton.
Wilson will drop off once the Fox comes back to you, imagine.
Yeah, so I mean, Wilson was ahead of Skelton, so they obviously in the pecking order.
Yeah.
It's such good news for Carraz owners that he's going back to the wing, particularly against the Warriors, who struggle a little bit against wingers. Like, your bye mightn't have worked out last week when he didn't go very well at fullback, Guardsy, but I really see a big score incoming.
I hope so.
Yeah. And for the Bulldogs, Kurt Mann returns on the bench. Apparently he was suspended. Shows how much interest I pay in the Bulldogs. I had no idea that he was even suspended.
He was injured.
Anyway, the Warriors have named the same 17, but they look like they've rung some positional changes in. New Corey and Katewell in the back row. Barnett starting at prop and Ford going to the bench.
Ford looked a bit ordinary, I think, at front row last week. I thought his leg speed had been good, but I feel like a few hard weeks has caught up with him and he just struggled a little bit.
Yeah.
Against an undermanned Broncos, to be fair, too. Like, they didn't have, imagine if he had to come against Haas and Carrigan. Yeah. Like, the poor fellow would have been crying.
It was interesting for the Warriors last week. You must have had mixed emotions, Guardsy. Stuart, do you own Tamari Martin?
Nah, sold him.
No, you sold him. But he went back to running the show and tonned up again in the absence of SJ. So it's very interesting that the two of them just
don't click,
don't gel together.
Fair question to ask. If they continue to win with him at halfback, is there any need to bring SJ back in? Like Schneller,
well, if I was a Warriors fan, I'd be getting the voodoo doll out and banging the pins into the Achilles of the SJ voodoo doll. I'll give you the tip.
Tamari Martin is 700,000 as well. Like, he's a genuine hold for another week or so. I think he's got a middling break even now.
Yeah, I think
he
lost like $1,000 last week because his break even was like 105 or something.
I think if you genuinely hold him for another week or two, or another week till the buy round, you could probably make money out of him to Hines.
Yeah.
Who'd have thought?
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting times. Saturday 5:30, Tigers and the Storm. Is it any coincidence that a plotter like David Clemmer comes back into their team and they go shit again?
Oh, it is ordinary.
Like, seriously. They look
shit.
Anyway. Ringing, well, he's hardly rung the changes though. Benji Staines back on the wing. Fatape at centre. Naden dropping out. Bateman starts in the back row, which means that popular cheapy Ruben Porter has dropped to 18th man. But I think that was what you're a buyer of him, weren't you, Guardsy? But you were just, buyers of Porter were just planning on a couple of weeks and nothing out.
Yeah,
I think they were really hopeful though that he'd get to round 19.
Play the buy.
Unlucky.
Because he was pretty good, like 45 on the weekend in reduced minutes, I think. But like 45 in a buy round, you'd take that. But now you mightn't get anything. But chances are high that someone will get injured. Tigers.
Seyfarth will get suspended.
Yeah. Or Clemmer. Or Bateman.
But yeah. I think Papali'i is meant to be back soon as well.
Yeah, I thought the round after the bye.
Yeah. For the Storm, Pappenhausen's been named after missing last week with a foot injury, but Falogo's on the bench. So
he sucks for that. Oh, that's not.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Kane Bradley, it's named to replace Xavier Coates on the wing. Remus still named on an extended bench, but I think he played New South Wales Cup last week. You'd nearly imagine he comes into the centres and Grant Anderson pushes out to the wing, maybe. Who knows?
He's loving Grant Anderson.
He is. But the big news for the Storm is that no Harry Grant this week, which...
must have been a big cut. Well, they're not telling us something, but... Robson would play for sure. Like with
New South Welshman would play. Yeah, that's right.
Billy Wilders would play through it.
I did a bit of digging onto the ownership stats for Harry Grant because I think it is probably the second biggest news of the week. In the top 1%, 37.6% of teams own him, and it's sort of about the same, 36 and 37 in the top 5 and 10%. So over a third of super coaches in the top 10% own Harry Grant. I've had a quick squeeze at some teams just before Mark arrived, and quite a few of them are teamed up with someone who's not playing this week. So there's going to be another trade have to be made somewhere if they want to have to avoid a pretty, like, surely there'd be an ordinary AE with all teams back playing. You're likely to get a pretty average player.
As Carapani on the bench.
Carapani got one or two last week.
Jackie Chan.
Yeah, so.
Wow.
It's
makes the VC a bit how you going, doesn't it?
If you own any of them, it does. Yeah.
Righto. So moving on to Saturday 7:35, Cowboys up against Manly up there in North Queensland. All of the Cowboys Origin players have been named to return this week, so normal service resumed up there. Then for Manly, Seibold being an absolute A-grade fuckwit.
He did announce it before.
He did, but
last week.
Still, I thought Cooler was lucky to retain his spot in the team. I thought
I sold Cooler last week because I just didn't love it. And even though he's going to go, surely it's only going to be for a couple of weeks. And you've got a player like Turbo. If he gets some miles into his legs, there is no way you just leave him
in the centers,
sitting in the centers. Like, it just is it's not a play that you don't want to win a comp, or you don't want to make the 80 if you're doing that, in my opinion. So I think he's a trap. I actually think Cooler's a trap now. If he had have kept his spot over Hopewadi, I think he'd be laughing. He'd probably be about 600,000. You could ride out the next couple of weeks and then you'd sell on when it moves.
But
Seibold being Seibold,
problems for people who bought Hopewadi in too, because he's now on the bench. Lawton dropped off the bench. So I think Hopewadi is like the utility on the bench. Anyway.
The turbo cover.
Jake Simpkin, yeah, name.
Turbo drops.
I think it was Simpkin at...
Because that's good news if you're looking for a cheap hooker. I think if there's no other obvious hooker on the bench for him, I'll have a look. You can talk.
Yeah. Garrett named to partner Turbo in the centres on his return from a head knock. Oshae Ole returns from suspension at prop. Manly's origin players in DC, Gerbo and Olakuwato.
Lawton's
all
named.
Oh, is he on the bench?
Yeah, he's,
yeah, he's on the bench.
Olakuwato, Lawton, Bullimore, Brown, very skinny bench. So probably says some big minutes for someone.
In the forwards there. Yeah, it's interesting. He's, who knows what goes through Seabolt's head sometimes. Anyway. It's, it just makes you laugh that the Courier Mail running all those stories. Why don't they have a back page? Put this back page on your fridge. Here's the man who's going to bring the Broncos premiership glory. Worked out well, didn't it? Moving on to Sunday's games. We've got the Roosters up against the Dragons. Michael Jennings replaces Joey Manu in the centres, and Tupanua retains his spot in the centres as well. Unfortunately, Terrell May reverts back to the bench this week. For the Dragons, Lomax returns on the wing for the injured Matt Finney. That's the only change for the Dragons, although Jack Bird is lurking still on an extended bench, but otherwise no changes for them.
Joey Manu, I had a quick look at his ownership stats before people have traded. About 80% of the top 10% owned Joey Manu, so there's a decision to be made for quite a few guards. You don't own him, do you? No. Yeah. So this is where he's kissed on the prong this year. He's been so lucky with injured players and not having to make decisions. And honest to God, could have been anything on the weekend for old Joey. You would have been shitting yourself, wouldn't you?
Nah. I was calm. I had Dom Young, Teddy just running amok.
Yeah, add a bloody fit Manu in there and they all just turned up.
Oh, well. Now, the final game of the week, the Raiders against the Knights down in the nation's capital at 4 p.m. on Sunday. This is probably the biggest news in Supercoach this week. KO Weeks retained at fullback.
That's
big
not
news.
It.
Oh, that's not it. Despite not being able to catch a cold last week, he's decided he'd pop him under the bombs again this week, Ricky. Rapana to the wing, Hopewadi in the centres, and Adam Cook at 7 for the Raiders.
Probably
but
not a bad call, though. I think he's seen Jackson Hastings kick a bomb and he's probably not too worried.
Yeah, but the big news is out of the Knights, Kalen Ponga named to return at fullback, Fletcher Sharp on the bench.
Hope his foot falls off.
Well, I've just made a note here. There'll be a fair few super coaches out and about in the wet weather in Newcastle this week, me amongst them, trying to find KP and dropping rocks on his foot or something like that. But
so
a couple of weeks ahead of
his
schedule, isn't he?
He was slated for round 22, so he's a month ahead from the same injury that Mitchell Moses did that took Mitchell Moses the full time to recover from.
Yeah.
Not saying KP's a greater healer, but...
You're saying he's drug enhanced, is that what you're saying?
Oh, read into it what you want. A couple of stats on this one. Top 10%, 35% of the top 10% own Fletcher Sharp. So there's a third of super coaches with a guy sitting on Newcastle's bench with a minus 30-odd break-even. Not pleasant. Everyone was really hopeful to get him through to round 19. If we could have got 3 weeks out of him, I think we would have got to 400,000.
Us, we've nearly got to 500,000.
Yeah, so KP could be the super pod, super pods if you want to take a chance. 0.8 of a percent ownership, even with 9 super coaches already bringing him in the top 10%.
You'd like him to not be playing 4 p.m. on Sunday, wouldn't you?
Wouldn't it be lovely? Because I think there is a real chance that he might be a late withdrawal.
Yeah.
It seems a weird thing to have Fletcher Sharp on the bench. Like, why would you play him there? I know Phoenix Crosland's out with a head injury, head knock.
I've written, I think it was due to a distinct lack of ability.
Oh, no, no. I think it's more the head knock.
Ah, the head knock.
The head knock. Right. That wasn't caused. The head knock didn't cause his lack of ability. The head knocks kept him out this week. I think just his natural attributes is the lack of ability. So I think Adam just really likes the long, curly blonde hair.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, so there's a choice for people to make. Do you jump off Sharp early? Do you hold? Do you hope for an injury? Do you?
Got to hold, haven't you?
I think you hold this week, and if he gets on, he's still going to make a few bucks, and then you make a decision.
What's his break even? It's negative 30, so 30-odd this week.
Yeah, so it's a problem for round 19.
Yeah.
It's a problem for another day. Something will come up.
Well, it turns into a bigger problem, doesn't it, with the likes of people wanting to bring the likes of Hines and Cleary when he's not injured. Now you've got another high pricer in Ponga who you might want to.
Ponga's got 170 break even. He's at 800 something thousand. I don't like the buy this week for anyone.
Oh,
for,
no.
For the nine people that have bought, if any of those nine are listeners, please reverse trades and don't pick him up this week. You're probably going to get him at 100 discount next week.
Yeah.
Only Teddy has gone really. Like, there's only a handful of fullbacks that have gone really well against Canberra, and I don't think it's been down in Canberra at 4 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon when fair dinkum. I think you'd be wearing your
settle in.
What do they say? You'd be wearing your nuts as earrings. So, I think I'd probably wait there. All right, Mark, you got anything to add, guards, here around team lists, or you're sitting pretty, you're happy, you don't have to make any trades, no one got injured, you're all bloody hunky dory.
Mate, my only decision this week is who to bloody play and who not to play.
No, wouldn't that be nice? That. It must be tough. All right, Guardsy, angry fans. The list wasn't very long last week because the Broncos had the bye. I feel like it might be longer this week.
Yeah, look, it is longer. Couldn't be shorter. So
he's taking a. I'll just paint the picture. He's just taking a little swig of his tin.
Hold
on. He's lubricated and he's ready to go.
There you go. Freshy. All right, we're ready now.
Okay.
Mouth's no longer dry. All right. We'll get it. We might as well get it out of the way early. We'll start with the biggest bold dog in the world. I hate him more than another certain bold dog that asks a lot of questions, and that's saying something.
Well, he has asked some questions this week.
Fuck's sake, of course he has. Anyway, Ashley Klein is on the list, boys. We all expected it. He amazes me every week. I don't know how he does it. Like, what he produced in the second half of State of Origin was probably the worst refereeing performance I've seen in a while.
Especially the difference between how he refereed the first half.
Yep. Oh. It was like he came out at halftime and said, I'm going to try and make this all about me. He wanted to be the star of the show. I don't know what else it was. But the first one, when he sin-binned Liam Martin for rubbing his hair. I'm sorry. When a bloke makes an error and you want to give it to him, you give him a little head rub. It wasn't bad.
Reed Marnie'd be lucky to play 30 minutes a week.
Like, it just doesn't make sense how Reed Marnie's allowed to walk up to blokes and do things. But Liam Martin made a bloke drop the ball. He rubbed his hair in Origin and got told to have a rest.
Yeah, and then Carrigan came running to protect his mate and he got told to have a rest.
Yeah. But bloody Walshy was amongst it doing who knows what, showing everyone his fingernails or something. But it was incredible. And then the other one, Billy fucking Slater.
Mm.
First he's on the list for his haircut. How shocking was his haircut, boys? Did you see it? It's like once it gets to be longer, he's going to look like Donald Trump. He's got it slicked back. He's got it combed. But that's not the main reason. Did you see his press conference?
Yeah.
When he was asked about it in change, he says, oh, nah, we're still Queenslanders. What the fuck do you mean, Billy? You're still Queenslanders. We get that you're Queensland. We know you're fucking stupid because you're from Queensland. But when they asked him what he meant by it, he goes, oh, you know, we're from Queensland. No fucking shit, Billy. We know that. How about answer the question instead of trying to fucking play mind games? Absolute fucking imbecile. Dead set.
Bit of a beat up with riddles, wasn't it?
Oh, and they weren't even good riddles. It made no sense.
He was trying to throw stones out of his glass house.
Yeah, because he'd forgotten what he said last time when he got asked on NRL 360 or something. Did I say that? And the guy goes, "Yeah, you actually did."
Right, next. He's on it again. I'm just going to make this guy a permanent fixture at this point because somehow he did. Still doesn't get Sin Min. Reid Marnie's on the list again. You know you're really a absolute wanker when Nicho Hynes is wanting to headbutt you. Because Nicho Hynes looks like a nice bloke. And even he had had enough of Reid shit. It's incredible. And Reid, guess what? Didn't even get spoken to by the ref. Just off you go, have half time, boys. Fuck off, Reid Marnie, you little short headgear dog. Who's next? Oh, Jared Sutton. It's like he saw Ashley Klein's refereeing performance and tried to one up him. That perform How bad was he supporting the Bulldogs in that game? The Sharkies were getting absolutely ruined. When Kickow was given a six again, when Jesse Raymond was standing up, Kickow was still
Marker.
on the ground and he said too slow. Yeah, it was too fucking slow. Kickow didn't want to get up.
Jesse played the ball was ordinary.
I've never seen a bloke get a six again for laying on the ground and not wanting to get up and play the ball. It was incredible. And then they went down and scored off it, didn't they?
I think so.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Who's next? Todd Smith's on it again as well, boys. And this one was a great call for the Broncos, but it was a terrible call when Dean Marino dropped the ball and he said it wasn't a knock on. Did you see
Oh,
that one?
yeah, on
Yeah,
his
on his try
trial
line.
line,
What on earth was Todd smoking to not see that as a knock on? That was a blatant knock on if I've ever seen one. And
I
you know
think
I'm a
that
bit one-eyed.
I think the oh, really,
A bit.
I think the commentators were even like, did we just see that, or was that, did we not see that?
I'm pretty sure even the Broncos are like, what the fuck's just happened?
Yeah, like he's giving himself up, and then he's like, play on. He's like, oh, okay.
Righto, I
Yeah,
overdropped it
okay.
then. Incredible. And then Chris Butler was the video ref, and when he said Selwyn did not score, I'm sorry. I thought if there's no separation, it's a try. Is that not the rule?
Thought so.
Selwyn scored a freakish try, and Butler says, no, he dropped it. Fuck off, you long leg dog.
That Jared Butler.
Yeah, probably. And then he's finally been dropped this week, boys, because our good-looking bloke's back. But Tristan Saylor, that was absolutely pathetic on the weekend. How that bloke came out during the week and said he's thinking about his options because thinks he's an NRL fullback. Anyone that saw that performance, mate, he's not even a New South Wales Cup fullback. That was fucking terrible. Bloke is an absolute spud, and he's got a shit haircut.
Play reserve grade for Burley, you reckon?
Oh, he'd be lucky to get a run there, I reckon. And the final one is my main man Ziggy, boys. He also decided to have a refereeing performance to try and top everyone. I don't
Love
know what
Ziggy.
the refs were doing this week, but they were all just trying to beat each other, I think. But when he penalised Appy for Lindsay being soft, that was first Lindsay was soft, and Appy got penalised for making a tackle. There was nothing in it, and Lindsay cried like he always does. And then the next tackle, Appy said, "Well, I'm going to give it to you, Lindsay, and fucking lift you." He didn't drive him though. There was no driving. There was no force, and yet he still got sin bin. Can you explain it to me? Because I don't fucking get it. I thought they only got sin bin if there was force and a driving. Isn't
And
that
you
what they
land
say?
on your head.
But he didn't drive him. He lifted his leg, and because Lindsay's a big ugly fucker, he fell to the ground. Poor old Appy got sin bin when Lindsay landed on his back. I'm confused. I don't fucking get it.
Yeah, I think even Trent Robertson came out in his press conference and said, yeah, not sure what's going on there, but I don't think that was 10.
I'm gonna call it. That was in the last week. That was probably the worst refereeing week we've seen in a while, probably ever, because it was a fucking shit show, and they can all
Agreed.
get fucked.
It's an unusual list. Lots of referees on the list without an appearance from Belinda Sharp or Casey Badger.
Did they do anything this week? They probably got
I don't
overshadowed.
know.
Did they even ref? I don't think they refed.
I think Sharp refereed the Women's Origin.
And I think
No, didn't watch. She probably did a shit job.
I also think odd that he's put on a referee for something that happened against the Broncos. That's
Yeah.
That was an all-time stinker. I'm
I've
sorry.
never before seen that So
And
thank you for bringing,
Todd's a
thank you for
dog.
bringing something new to the listeners.
No worries.
Right, we'll go straight into some questions. Alex asks, so this is Alex of Coffee Van Dog fame up in Moree. They're back, Coffee Van Dogs. They're still around. Quick one, I think another honourable principal of the department school, Brownie, top scored for us this week. So well done, Brownie. I know he listens every week. He was unfortunately one of Dan's colleagues up in Foster. So sorry about that, but well done on your super coach this week, Brownie. Pretty good stuff. Alex says, is Adam Fanua Blake on the radar to sell? Got what you paid for early, but he looks like he has already thrown on a Sharks jersey.
I had a look at it. His base stats are still the same. It's just the attacking stats aren't coming. So
yeah.
I'm happy for all these people to sell because once his break even drops a bit, I'm probably going to get him in for Terrell May.
Absolutely. I think I worry this week with the bench that the Roosters have named for Terrell May, him back on the bench. I think he's had two pretty big stints in the last 2 weeks. I can see a 25-minute game where he scores 20 points. I'm actually thinking of sitting him this week, just the fear of them playing the Dragons, which is a big game always in the calendar.
AFB and then AFB's break-even's 100. So
I
think one more...
I wouldn't be wasting trades there. Look, who gives a shit if he gets down to 500,000? He's going to score as much as any of the good front rowers. Like, who do you go to? Like, if you're not going to
Payne Haas. I've got Fanua Blake at the moment. I'm not, haven't even contemplated.
Round 20, he'll be ready to buy, I reckon.
Yeah, so I'm not thinking there. I think just stick that one out. I think AFB is someone, surely you've got bigger problems in more high upside positions that you want to waste trades on. Alex also says, as a Joey Manu owner, should I hold? He looks like he'll be out for 3 to 4 weeks. I don't think so. I think in that position you can probably sell. I don't know if you'd want to buy him back. You're probably going to have heaps of Roosters.
What's he at? What's his price?
Oh, 630 or something. Like, he's pretty.
So you could go Greg Marzu, make ton of money. If you already have Greg Marzu,
you make about 120,000, I think, on Greg Marzu now that he's gone up a little bit, but still, that's good.
Depending on who else you have, like, there's plenty of guys around that are playing that you probably want.
Yeah, so I think sell, unless the only reason I would hold is if I had less than 10 trades and he's one of the guys that I want for the back end of the year with the Roosters draw. Yeah. So,
as long as you've got plenty of other coverage,
that's the caveat. If you've got five or four. Really good centre wings that you can cover with across, and maybe even like your fifth is an Euro or someone like that, I would probably hold if I had less than 10 trades. So there's the, if I have 12 plus trades, I think he's a guy you can trade out and then luxury trade back in for matchups if you want to, depending on what goes on. He says also with trades at a premium, looking at round 9 coverage, what's the minimum number of trades to have run home after the buys are finished, like the major buys are finished? And he says, I have 16 at the moment. I'd be trading hard. If I had 16, I'd be
Jesus
really
Christ.
Logging into it. I worked out that there's only a possible, after this week, 18 trades if you do 2 trades a week.
That's
heaps. So if you can, he's only got to hold trades one more week and he can two.
If I've got 16, I'm trading Joey Marnie. That's for
100%,
sure.
100%. Next question from Dom. Your favourite, Guardsy. Take another swig. Get ready for this. Make it a bit stronger. Maybe a whiskey, something like that. Tequila, anything. Get you primed, ready to go.
Here we go.
This is relevant to you. You're the only one that can really answer this. He says, what to do with JC? Have him at fullback taking up space, minus 51 break even. What are you going to do with Jaden Campbell?
Don't have him at fullback. There's your first problem.
Well, that's what I said. My thing was moving to 5'8", let him sit there until he plays and either keep or cash out.
They're saying he'll be back next week. Like, I don't know what the stress is. They said 2 weeks. If you have the bye now this week off, what's the stress?
I'm not stressed. I'm just trying to get Dom an answer. So the answer is he needs to move him up into 5'8" and make
correct.
Why
you wouldn't have 2 gun fullbacks is ludicrous.
I don't know. I don't. So are you calling me ludicrous?
Yes, I am.
As long as I'm aware. His next part of the question is, I've got 11 for round 19 pre-trades. How many are the Shepherds planning to have for round 19, which is the major buy round? Are you just going to scrape into 13 like you did for round 16?
I've got 11 so far.
Yep. Are you going to get? Are you going to trade to get to 13?
I'll probably have 12, I reckon.
Okay.
So maybe if I'm lucky.
I think that's probably a reasonable strategy from your position where you are, just to hang on. Mark, what's your position around that?
At the moment, I've got 12, or did I count 13? But that includes Sharp and Fifita.
I hope Billy doesn't paint it like a Queenslander and bloody change his mind.
If he picks Fifita, he'll get his own chin list.
Oh, I think he'll deliver a chin list to him, won't he?
That'd be interesting. Like, I want 13. I'm in a position where I have to make up ground, so I don't think I want to go into that round with less than 13. I'd like to have 13, 14.
Yeah. 15, 17. Who cares? But I think it is the tougher buy round. That's one thing, because I think a lot of people are pretty chocked up full of Roosters players and a few of the team. And
I had a look at it too. Like, I think if you have 13, 14, 15 in that round, it could cost you later in the year, because I had a look at it. There's not a lot of keepers playing that round.
Well, one of the players I'm planning on bringing in for 19 is Nicho Hynes.
Yeah.
So I'll be cashing Wishart out.
But see, then you don't have too many Sharks, because then they've got the bye.
The week after. Yeah, but they've got the bye with the Dragons and the Eels. Like, you surely aren't having too many of either of those either.
No.
So I think and you can probably trade someone like Eero out. I think that'd be
Ronaldo, possibly.
Yeah, I think someone like Eero, who just keeps getting 50 every week, like rinse and repeat. I'll
trade him out and you'll score a hat trick.
Yeah, no doubt. But he can't score a hat trick in round 20, can he? So I think you can probably get enough for him. Like, if you can get a dual enough and you've still got some things, like, that's where you want to get enough, I think. You only really need 5, maybe 6 top ranked centre wings. You don't need the full 7. Like, if you've got 7 players worth 700,000 sitting in your centres, you're going to be short somewhere else, I think. So always front row, second row, and centre wing is a place that you can probably enough, or a dual up in that front row, second row. So I'm certainly looking. I think I've got 13 at the moment, and I'm not counting on Fifita, because Billy backtracks and he doesn't play like a Queenslander. He actually picks Fifita. Probably picks him as 18th man just to shove up everyone's rectum, because that's the kind of thing I think Billy likes.
I'm a liar. I've got 12, including Fifita.
Yeah, so and the news of Fletcher Sharp and KP coming back early has really been a kick in the dick today for everyone that thought they might get Fletcher Sharp on a pretty good run over that round 19. So I think certainly try and get as close to 13, but I don't think it's going to be as essential as the first two major buy rounds. Really look closely at round 20, because it is another pretty tough round, but not as tough as the first two. So I think the big buy round's harder, but the little buy round is not as hard. That's my take on it. Don says, is Don is good? He doesn't say that, but he says, is Cooler too risky if you're low on trades? At fullback is a gun, but does Turbo and him swap after Turbo gets kilometres into his legs? I actually think they might swap during the game.
Hmm.
I think, Turbo might do some attack in the red zone. Yeah, at fullback, I have a feeling.
Yeah, I feel like they're going to put Cooler back to defuse the bombs, take those thing, and then he might slot in on the right-hand side and Turbo will get a bit of an offer to roam. So
yeah, that's what I'm thinking, especially down when they're in try-scoring opportunity, I feel like Turbo's going to roam.
Yeah, and he did that for New South Wales that year quite successfully. So I don't know. I just want to see it before I dive into buying Cooler. I don't think it'll be too late. I don't think his break-even is – I haven't even looked at him since I sold him, but I think his break-even might be reasonably high. He's still in the 400,000s. So he's not going to get out of control too quick if it is obvious that he has that position and you can make a trade later. Red says, who do I trade JM Kelly out to now that he's out medium to long term? So I read that he's broken two toes or something.
Yeah, this ain't 8 weeks.
8 weeks. So the Red's other hooker is Jaden Brayley. Mm-hmm. So not a bad one this week, because he's starting as Phoenix Crosland. So that's probably a good one this week. Phoenix will be back next week when you want Jaden to be going well. Do you sit and wait a week on JMK and just have a look and see what's around? Do you wait a couple of weeks and wait and see how Harry and all those guys come back from Origin? Do you jump? My other question.
A guy like Appy's going to drop some cash this week.
Appy's so highly owned that I think there's plenty of opportunities to go somewhere else.
Yeah, but where?
If you have a look at, I know we bagged him about his shit attitude and the way he plays his game, but Reid Marnie's actually probably one of the elite hookers this year.
Yeah,
and I think everyone's sleeping a little bit on Damien Cook. I know Damien Cook to get to him is about 100K more, sitting at around 700,000, but I really like his job at the moment, like where he, when Mamazoulas comes on, he still plays through the middle and he's playing bloody good minutes and he's running games being encouraged. And I think he doesn't give two shits anymore now that he's on his way out. So I think he's just playing a bit of that free ad lib.
Souths also don't have any more bites.
Yeah, so I don't mind.
Souths play every game now. That's ridiculous.
I think it's a great. So do the Titans. So I think it's. But there's no one from the Titans you'd want. But not at hooker.
Oh, you could go Randall, go a bit stinky. What's he worth?
Yeah, but Randall could be playing 18th man in 2 weeks. Like, who knows with what Dez is going to do with Randall.
Yeah, well, so, Dezzy's Dezzy.
but I just think if you can go a little bit different, I don't know that you need Harry Grant this year, so I don't know if you wait for him till after Origin or not, but 30% owned with no hooker playing this week, there'd be a few people get off him, so he could be a pod.
Well,
I just think there's an opportunity.
I know
to
we're
wait.
Talking about the Roosters, but Connor Watson available in hooker is owned by 3.3% of the top 10.
So that's where I'd be going. I'd be going a little left of field if you're really high in the like if I was sitting in your position, I probably wouldn't. I'd go where everyone else is going because I wouldn't want to lose out in hooker. That would just kill me. But if I was trying to make up some spots, I'd be looking at a bit of a left to center. There's two or three guys. Yeah. Watson's a good shout. Marnie's a good shout, and I think Cook's a good shout.
Looking at their stats.
Cook and Marnie were owned by 8.9% of the top 10%.
How many's Cook?
Both of them. Both. Right. Same.
So that's a pod. That's pod territory. So I'd probably be looking there. All right. Everyone happy with that?
Happy with that. Yeah.
All right. Luke, how many guns do you want and who are they in the second row this year for the run home?
Fofida, Katoa, Kalomatangi, if I could. They're probably the top three to me, in my opinion.
Crichton.
Yeah, I forgot about him. Him as well. I would say they're the top four, and then you've got in the next fringe, I would have Olakau'atu, Hudson Young.
Nikora.
And Nikora. Yeah, they're probably the next three. Mitch Barnett even.
Yeah.
They're probably the guys I'd be looking. They're the guys I'm looking at anyway.
And so then how many do you want to stack? How many do you need in there? Is three or four enough?
I reckon four's enough, and then you have a fifth being like a Paul Pierce or someone like that.
Yeah. Even someone like Sean Lane, how can he still be in my team? But someone like that that you can plug in for a week and get 50.
Yeah. So they're probably the main guys, I reckon. Have we missed anyone?
So I think you need four out of those five.
You need three
out of the top four, and then you might need one more.
I reckon you need two out of the three of probably Fifita, Katoa, and Crichton.
And then you need two more out of the next layer.
Yeah.
But I think if you can get three and then have one more reasonable one for when there's, Fifita shouldn't have any more buys. Crichton has another buy, don't they?
Sharks only have 20, don't they? And then they're good as well. So a Nicker is probably handed average your fourth, probably.
Mm. Yeah. So they're the names you're looking at. And then I think you can probably fit enough on there as well. Enough front row, enough.
If you can get a jewel like Viljami for Fifita.
Yeah, or Miles Martin or someone and team them up with someone like Samuel Finu who can sit in your front row but then come back if you need him.
Ruben Cotter.
Yeah. So there's Ruben Cotter probably fits into that category as well.
If you can get Ruben Cotter in front row, though, then
if you have him in front row, but then you have someone who can switch him around with.
That's where Mitch Barnett becomes useful.
Mm. Yeah, very useful. Because so that's what we're looking at. I think you want to load up in the centre wing, so you probably want to spend your money there. Because in reality, how often will you reserve your third or fourth, particularly if you've got five centre wings, two gun fullbacks, two-gun halfbacks. Like, you're probably likely to need.
You probably play four of four back rows at most. You probably don't want. You wouldn't go five.
Yeah, and that's. I think that's how you've got to start to organise your cap a little bit as well, isn't it? So that's why I think if you've picked up someone like Lane or, you know, Kuypers Paul cheap, yeah, they haven't really, even though they're worth more, Lane's not, but Kuypers Paul's worth more now, like they haven't really cost you that much in the cap. So, all right, Jono, would you get Fifita this week if you don't own, or wait until next week after Origin named? Or wait till next week after Origin's named this week?
Now I would, one, yeah.
Because, Jesus, that... Like, with everyone being pretty tight, and like you said, there's not that many guns. He's the gun of all guns if he plays next week.
Oh, yeah. But his break even's 97. He's playing the Sharks, what? He might score 80 this week.
Yeah. But then he might get named in Origin because Billy's a Queenslander, which then makes it pretty difficult if you bought him and you get this week and then not next week, and then the big guy's probably not likely to back up after 14 minutes of Origin that Philly might give him. Like, he mightn't play again to around 22 or 23. So, yeah, don't know there. So that's what would you do, Guardsy? Would you buy him this week? Are you a gambling man?
If I didn't have Fifita this week, I wouldn't be buying him. I'd be looking at blowing my tongue.
Yeah. Mark?
No, I wouldn't be buying him because Billy is a Queensland flog and he will be in that Queensland team, surely.
Do you know the other guy? I'll go back to Luke's questions about second rowers, and we talked about Kalama Matangi. What about Cam Murray? He's as cheap as chips. Coming back, if he plays back row...
Wait till after Origin.
Yeah, after Origin.
After Origin, yeah.
Yeah, like he could play big minutes, and he'll be a real point of difference, I think.
Well, I think
he plays in the back row, he'll play 80 minutes, you'd imagine.
He's 530K, got a fairly high break even this week. So get him after Origin, and he's probably your fifth choice then.
Yeah, fourth or fifth. He could be your fourth choice, really.
Yeah.
So there's just a little segue back to the last question. Ben, I'm a Lussick from Parramatta. So not who's the other Lussick, Joel?
Freddie. The Warriors, yeah.
From the Warriors and a Grant owner. What do I do this week?
Curl up into the fetal position?
Question yourself. Depends how much money you've got, because Lussick's an opportunity. I sold Lussick last week and went to the Cheese, and a lot of people think that's stupid, but I just think with the run that the Roosters have got for the rest of the year, and it was really good to see with one injury, Cheese got 80 minutes. I know he only pumped out a 59 or 60 or something, but he can do that for me off the bench every, like if he can score 40 plus each week, well, there's my second hooker position, no worries. So when Robson doesn't play,
yeah, that's all you need.
I'm happy with that, especially when I only paid 325 or something for Cheese. So it didn't cost me much to get from Lussick to him. So I'd be looking at somehow getting to someone from Lussick to be my second. I would be keeping Grant because I think if you own him, you've owned him for a reason. The other thing I'd do is if you've got some money in the bank and you want to listen to what we said before about JMK, you could do that with Grant and not get him back.
Yeah.
So Damien Cook's the obvious one because they don't have any more buyers. So, is that right? They don't have another buyer? Or they buy...
Who's that?
The Rabbitohs.
Yeah, they play every game now.
Yeah, so there's where you could go with that, because then owning Lussick, well, he's not coming back into that team anytime soon, I wouldn't imagine.
No, not now.
All right, questions done and dusted. Let's get on to our trades. Guardsy, you lied last week. You told the listeners you weren't going to make one.
I said, but don't be surprised.
You said, I'm sitting on my hands and they're not coming out.
And then I said, but don't be surprised if I'm get the late itch. And I got the late itch.
So, what are you doing this week?
I'm not making any trades.
Bullshit.
Look, I wanted to trade in Kalama Matangi.
So, if you get a late itch, what are you going to do?
Nothing, really. I can't really afford to do anything. I wanted to go Hudson Young to Kalama Matangi. However, I am 1K short. So I'm filthy. Got the shits. The only other thing is if Kalen, like...
Hey, didn't Hudson Young do a grubber that went over the dead ball line? Probably cost you, K.
Probably. Probably missed the tackle in the last minute as well. And Kalama Matangi probably had a hit up in the last minute in his last game.
Yeah.
The only other thing I'm looking at, but they both played a bye, which shits me. I've got Iro and Ronaldo. I would like to have Greg Marzu. I can afford to trade one of them to Greg Marzu, but yeah, unsure.
Greg the leg, he's the man. He's coming back.
I
KP
am,
in.
especially with
I
Ponga.
am.
Yeah, I would say this week, I'm probably going to, looking at the two, I'll probably trade Iro to Marzu. I think I'm going to keep Ronaldo and just play him.
Just hope for the best. He's your man.
Ronaldo would be my fifth winger, so I'm happy to keep him as a fifth.
The year you did really well, you had Ronaldo for the whole year. Like,
And
you've got to.
yeah.
Well,
And
if you were choosing out of those two, I think you've got to sell Iro to him because Ronaldo can get you 140. Yeah.
looking at
I'm
the
not sure what
Sharks are at
Iro's
home.
going to do.
Sharks are at home. Ronaldo can get some tries, I think. So, and I think with Ponga back, Greg could go bananas. And I think even though Iro plays the bye, I think Greg's going to score more than him.
I know it
And
didn't happen essentially or especially when Ponga was in the team, but if KPP stays on the left-hand side, I think it's good for him too. I think especially with Will Price there as well, I think he can unlock that a little bit and maybe ball play to him early. And then Ponga out the back takes a bit of heat off him because they've got to really pay attention out the back. So.
And Greg just scores. He can't do much else, but he can score tries.
Score tries. He can score tries. Mark, what are you doing?
I initially planned not to make any trades, but that Iro
Do you
Tomasi
not own Manu?
sounds very.
Fuck, does no one own Manu?
No.
What are you guys been doing? Besides getting him in the top 1,000.
Owning Zach Lomax and having.
Probably helps. You've got plenty of trades though, Mark.
Yeah, I know.
So why wouldn't you?
Okay. I might.
Fucking hell. I'm going a bit like, well, I'm finished with you now. I'm going a bit like Guardsy. I'm just trade happy this year. So I'm making two. I am making two. I'm going to get down to
Catching
10.
me. You're
I'm going to
catching
get down
me.
to 10,
You're
which
catching me. That's
hurts me,
bad.
honestly. I said I wanted to come out of the bye period with 10 trades. So that's going to be difficult now because I've only got 10 left after this week.
You should be good. Just don't make any next week.
And if things don't fall my way next week, I'll probably make two more. And then if I don't fall my way for around 20, I'll probably make two more and be down to six. And then I'll be shitting myself because I'll have less trades than rounds left.
And
But
you'll be
anyway, it
on the
worked for
same as
you,
me.
but it might work for me. So this week, I'm bringing in Nico Hines and Greg Marzhu. I did declare Greg Marzhu last week as a great buy. I'm going early on Nico Hines because I might even just put the captain on him. It's that.
Bullish.
It's that point of the season that I need to. I'm trading out. I was going to trade Burbo, but I really like his dual position flexibility for later in the season if injuries strike and I don't like anyone somewhere. So instead of that, I do like Curran's dual flexibility to be able to be flipped between second row and front row. But I've got Samwella Finau, so I'm going to sell Curran to Nico Hines. Riddle me that, how I'm doing that, but I am. Max Plath, my man, is helping me out in that one. And I'm selling Joey Manu and I'm bringing in Greg Marzhu to fund the other trade. So that's what I'm doing. Had a bit of a look. Teams for 18, 19, and 20. There's six teams that play all three rounds. Do you want me to do a couple of little plays that I think
Sure.
might be good? You happy with that?
Definitely.
All
Yes.
right. So six teams play the next three games. The Sea Eagles, the Broncos, the Titans, their byes are all done. The Rabbitohs, you're telling me their byes are all done. The Tigers, I think they might have one more buy left later, or have they finished too? And the Knights. Mark's going to look up
I'll look up that.
the Tigers. I've broken it up into high-owned, mid-range, and pods for each of those teams. And I haven't got someone for all of those because there's just a bit of a.
Round 26, the Tigers miss.
The Tigers missed round 26, which is head-to-head final. So that's where you've got to be worried about being an Appy owner as well if you don't have a backup hooker, because you don't want to be playing someone in a head-to-head final with.
No.
Yeah, I know. I got.
Right, I'll just have a trade left.
Yeah, it doesn't worry me too much.
I'll bring in Jesse Ramian.
And hooker, dual position.
Yeah.
So the Sea Eagles, the obvious high-owned one is Garrick. I think if you don't own Garrick for the run home, very high-owned at the moment, break even of 114. So he can probably wait a week after his smaller score before. And then there's no hugely. Huge mid-rangers that I want to own because I'm talking about people who play all three of those rounds. Otherwise, I'd pick Olokowatu in that mid-range ownership. But in the pod range, Turbo break even to 74 back this week, 0.3%. And that's with the people, the handful of people that are bought him in this week. They're very brave to be buying Turbo back after a hamstring injury, but there's braver people than me. He's at 769,000. His last scores since round, or the games that he played, were 82, 86, 55, 92, 76 before his injury. So good, but not outstanding. I think you can have a look. I think if you're going to be a Turbo owner, let's look at what the role looks like. For the Broncos, there's not really any high-owned players for the Broncos that are playing all three games. The highest-owned player, I'm pretty sure, is Payne Haas and Pat Carrigan for the Broncos. So there's no mid-rangers either that play all three games. But there's one of your favourites who I think gets great minutes when the other big boys are out. You know who I'm talking about, don't you?
He had a blinder on the weekend.
Real pod play. He had an absolute blinder on the weekend, 0.8% of
got him in draft. I've got him in my draft.
Break even of 31, 3-round average of 51, costing 446,000. So if you want to downgrade someone like Terrell May,
Liam Henry,
150 grand or any of that sort of thing, I think they're going to use Jensen a little bit more. So your man, Jensen. Yeah.
He's very consistent too. If you look at his stats, yeah, he doesn't really get below 40.
No, so he's at a good price. I think he's at a pretty good price now, particularly with the buy-round coverage that you can get out of him. So he's the guy from the Broncos that I think if you're looking for a sneaky downgrade to make 150K from a Terrell May and not ride the roller coaster of Terrell May now that his buy-round coverage is pretty much finished, he's your man. The Titans, Bo Ferma, break-even of 63, mid-range, 18.9% owned. Moving back to the back row, he's just got dual position, I'm pretty sure, in the latest update.
Pretty sure.
I think he got centre wing second row, so that's pretty handy, particularly if you've still got a Burbo in your team and you've got them in different positions. That could be very handy. So he's your mid-range guy from the Titans if you like that one. But he's a sneaky chance to get named by Billy Slater, because he's a Queenslander and he would take it like a real Queenslander to get named in that squad. And I think he was in and around that squad last year. Pod plays. I'm doing this one for Dolphins.
He did get dual.
Yeah.
Thermal.
So Brian Kelly, break even of 54, 2.8% owned. I like that. I think he won't let you down. He could go well, but I think the Titans run home is not the easiest run. The only Titan that I probably want to own is David Fifita. So
even when the Titans were going badly, though, he still scored all right.
Yeah.
Like he's
got a
really
base. Yeah. Got a good base.
Really goes, like, he's always in that 50 sort of 60 range, isn't he? Like,
he always breaks tackles. And
now here's another one. Here's another one for you, Guardsy. Another one of your men. Pod play from the Titans. I think you know who this is going to be. I'll read it out before I give the name. Break even of 56. 0.2% owned. He is 727,000.
He's my guy, though.
He's your guy. He's back in to where JC held the spot at 5'8".
That's the only thing. What happens next week?
AJ Brimson. If Jaden Campbell was fit and we knew what was going on, he'd be so.
Skinny's killing it at fullback. Yeah. Like, that's the.
But Brimson.
When Desi pulled his head in earlier in the year and said, "Nah, Brimo's my man," and put him at the fullback, the Titans season changed.
And he was the best player in the comp.
Oh, 100%.
Righto. So moving on from the Titans to the Rabbitohs. The Rabbitohs have definitely finished their buys. Like, you can say that with confidence.
Yeah, I've checked Supercoach.
Okay, so mid-range player, 15% owned. Another one of your guys. You've got a lot of guys, Guardsy.
I do.
You've got a lot of guys. Break even of 39. 500, and I can't remember exactly his price, Keon. You'd know better than me.
680 or something.
Is he that high?
Yeah, that's why I can't afford him.
I didn't think he was that high. I thought he was much lower. 670
or something.
Break even of 39. So it's probably, you don't want to wait too many more weeks or you're going to really struggle to get him. But only 15% owned. I think that's amazing with his new role.
678.
678.
I needed him to be 670.
He's gone up enormously, hasn't he?
I needed him to be 677.
He was down in the 500s before he moved to Lock.
He was.
Yeah, shit. There's another one of those mid-range cheap, like, cash cows.
But he didn't play the buy round, so I didn't bring him in at 500K.
He's another guy, though, that his role changed.
Yeah.
And he's
gone up 160,000 in the last month.
There you go. Unbelievable. All right, Pods, we talked briefly about Damien Cook as an opportunity to get a point of difference at hooker. 6.5% owned. Unbelievable. Break even is 17. He's huge. 706,000 or 700 and something thousand. Last scores, 86, 96, 61, 95, 111. That's elite. Like, he's the best hooker at the moment. Like, he's got the hot hand. At the Tigers, there's not a huge amount of love at the Tigers. There's a lot of names I don't know. There's a lot of names I don't want to know. There's a lot of names I don't want in my team. High-owned at the Tigers, the obvious one, Appy Corus, our break-even of 47. 50% owned in the top 10%, which is pretty high. So that's why I think if you want to go a little bit different, there's an opportunity to zig when everyone else is zags. So Appy's the obvious high-owned one at the Tigers. Pod, his name's everywhere at the moment because he's on the open market. He has a good game in him, but I also think he has a stinker in him. Stefano Utukumano, break-even of 47, 6.4% owned. Didn't put his price down, but I think it's not ridiculous at the moment.
Oh, it's high fives.
High fives. So, again, if you like him, they have they played all around 26. He could be someone that you might want to pick up as your second front rower. But, again,
bang on 600,000, 599,600.
Yeah, not in love with Stefano, not in love with trading at front row unless it's for someone named Payne Haas. And I won't be doing that unless I see Payne Haas playing big minutes once the Broncos get their full contingent back. Last team on the list, the Knights. Mid-range. He wasn't mid-range until last week's performance. Greg the Leg. Break even a minus 12 this week, 505,000. You could pick him up last week for us about 430,000.
He went up 40,000, I think.
I think he went up even more than that. But his ownership has gone up 12.8% up to 21.5% when I did these stats at about 7 o'clock. So mid-range owned now, but I think with KP back, that's the only silver lining with KP coming back and people we've caught with Fletcher Sharp.
I feel like Greg could be that one where if you don't get him on him, you're going to be like, shit.
Well, he can get up to 790, 800,000.
Yeah. And if he goes on a run like he did last year, Greg's going to score plenty of hundreds.
Yeah.
And you're going to be sitting there going, fuck's sake.
Yeah. So to pick him up even at 500,000, like if you didn't get him last week,
he did go up $41,000 this week.
And the only buy they have is what, 21?
When they're on their own.
So it's not a big buy round. So that's also great.
And then they're finished with their buys and you'll get him for the rest of the season, which is fantastic. The pod that I found, and it's a pod that's
everyone. They don't have a bad run home, they're not.
No, they.
They play Penrith after their buy, but then they got the Tigers, Sharks, South, Gold Coast, Dolphins.
Yeah, Dolphins could be playing very.
They play the Broncos in a couple of weeks too, they'll beat us.
Before their buy, yeah.
Yeah, so the pod from the Knights that I found, Dane Gagai, not every year. 3.4% owned, break even of 87, but he's just pumping out good scores every week as well. So just thought I'd try and find players if you're looking to make a change this week to get a number for round 19 and round 20, because I think round 20 is just as important if you're trading in this week. They're the guys that I'd be looking at. So I know I've thrown a lot of, what do they say? You throw enough mud, something will stick. I've thrown a fair bit of mud there. So hopefully I look like a genius. Righto, boys. Wags, wags, wags. How do we go?
Oh, Alison had a good week again this week. 1,204 points. So she's moving up the standing. She moved up 3,500 spots. 12,712th position she's in now. So she's starting to breathe down my neck, to be honest with you. So she's going to the Aiden Gardner School of Trade. She's going to bang through another couple this week. She is one of those people who has Grant and Lussick in the hooking position. She wants to make the move to Connor Watson, pod play, but that will require another trade. So just not quite sure where she's going to go there yet, but there will be two trades this week and Connor Watson will be coming in. She'll probably nuff out somewhere.
Mm. Guardsy?
Yeah, Rose scored 1,068, I'm pretty sure. Saw her rise to like 42,000, so she's still having an absolute stinker of a year to be completely honest. She's got some good guys though. I think it's a moral victory for her team. She's got some good blokes in her team, so you know
What it's
that
all about.
that's what it's
Team
all
of good
about.
blokes.
Yeah. So she's bringing in Bradman Best this week. She's chasing points. She also said, "Nice leg tats." I told her to fuck
I was going to
off.
say, I thought you said good blokes. Did you see your
No,
shit handshake with Will Price?
got to give Bradman credit. He proved he was a good bloke. It's a good story. My nephew, he's got autism, and he goes for the Knights, and they made the trek up to Newcastle on the weekend to watch the game. And after the game, the Knights got Bradman to come out and say hello to my nephew. Bradman came out only wearing a towel, of course,
Oh.
showing off the guns. But no, nah, good bloke. Had a chat to my nephew for about 5 minutes, taking photos and stuff, signing things. So
Oh, well,
he
I'll
makes
change
it.
my mind. He is a good bloke.
So he gets into the team on that. So Rose is easy to please, obviously. If you're a good bloke, you're in.
Bloke. Well done.
There we go.
All right. So, felt by a Gagai Mary's team scored a whopping 1231 this week. I think she was like 1400th overall for the week. Which is pretty good. 1294 green arrows into 2,500. So heading towards you, Guardsy, heading towards the top thousand. I don't know what she's going to do with the KFC voucher as a gluten intolerant person, but I'm sure there could be somebody who might be able to help her out with that. Because the last time I won it, I couldn't eat it because I had to have my gallbladder out and it would have killed me. She's got a couple of problems this week, JMK and Manu. So they both loom as a sell. She's also got the problem where she's been running for the entire, since Dillbags got Jewel, she's been running a halfback pairing of Dillbags and Drew Hutchison. How do you come 2,500 and she's had Drew Hutchison in her team since the start? Anyway,
Incredible.
last week she traded in Greg Marzu, which was good. She listened to the pod, took my advice, got him in. My question to you is, should I sell Jeremy Marshall King to a gun or downgrade as other hooker is Appy?
Bring in Reid Marnie. Bring in some
I
headgear
couldn't
dog.
do it. I couldn't do it.
Well, you're not doing it, jeez.
I couldn't let her do it.
All
She'd
right,
have to sleep outside. Yeah.
I don't
So,
know.
and then the
Bring
second
someone.
question that she's asked me is Manu. At centre, I've already got Marzu. Do I follow the crowd and get Ronaldo, or do I go really left to centre and find someone else? That's what she asked. I don't think you follow the crowd.
No,
No.
don't follow the crowd.
Don't follow the crowd. Righto. So we'll update that next week and we'll tell you how it goes. Maybe she'll follow some advice and she might. She's also got Tolu Taukola still in her team because she had other
Jeez.
things to worry about. So she's actually sitting okay. She's going to vice captain Latrell and captain Nico this week. So Latrell against Para on Thursday night, and then Nico on Friday night against who they play? Gold Coast.
Titans.
Yeah. So that's what she's doing. Boys,
Well,
VCs and Cs for round 18. What do you got?
I'm still a bit. Oh, the more I've thought about it, the more I think I'm going to have to VC Latrell. Does leave me wondering who to captain, though.
Jerome.
Yeah, that's what it's on right now. But we'll see how I feel Thursday. I might get a bit ridiculous.
And just
Ooh.
straight captain Latrell.
Well, I've got Carapani. That's the issue.
Yeah, that is an issue.
So I'd love to just have. Take be boring in VC Jerome and Captain Tedesco, but when do the Roosters play?
Late Sunday. They play on Sunday, first
2
game.
o'clock
But I
Sunday.
just
feel like Trell against Para could go a bit without.
Well, Parramatta letting a squillion points against fullbacks.
So,
They've
yeah,
got
we'll see what happens.
a rookie playing on the wing. Like,
So, Lee, I could just throw to straight C on Latrell,
is it
to
the
be honest.
smart move in your position though?
I don't think it's a dumb move because I don't think many people are going to do it, and a lot of people
No.
are going to have terrible AEs.
Yeah, they've either got
I
Jackie
don't
Kitt.
see Latrell scoring under 80, to be
I can't
completely
either.
honest.
The only way it's do that is if he injures himself or gets sent off, and that's a risk, isn't it?
Exactly. So I don't feel like it's that stupid of a
And to
move.
be honest, I think Souths can put an absolute score on. Latrell could kick 10 goals, score two, set up four, and score 200.
Yeah, and I don't want to,
You could
like,
be coming first.
yeah, Jerome's more likely to come out and score 50.
Yeah.
I just feel like I feel like Latrell's safer than Jerome, which it's just annoying that Latrell
You know
plays
what you
forward.
could do though? You could VC Latrell, and if he goes bananas,
Trade Carapani.
you could trade Carapani. You
Bring
don't
in
own
like
Jan, do you?
I could bring in Jack Howarth or someone like that.
Or just enough.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see how. Right now, it's VC Latrell, Captain Jerome, but we'll see.
Mark?
Tossing up VC between Cody Walker and Ronaldo. Probably go with Cody Walker against the hapless Parramatta Seals, captaining James Tedesco.
Yeah, I'm going. Bringing in Nico. Vice captain on Nico, captain on Teddy. Keep the ball rolling. I think there's heaps of options. Teddy won't be as highly captained this week, so I think it's a real opportunity there. Boys, we might leave sit versus start because we could be here for the next 4 hours trying to figure that out. If you've got any, if anyone's got any questions about sit versus start, just send them to us in the chat and I'll send it out and we'll come up with some answers for them. Mark's magic multi, what do you got?
Well, one out of three was okay last week. Bradman Best got over. Xavier Coates, the Queensland dog, ripped his hamstring trying to fall on the pill. Anyway, go back to it. So anyone in a Cardinal and Myrtle jersey on Thursday night is a red hot chance of getting a try against Parramatta.
Sir Dick.
Hey, Guardsy, guess who I've got? Sir Dick, baby.
How good. Oh.
So, Richie Kennar. Then we're going to the Broncos and the Panthers game. I know he had a stinker last week, but Taruva, I think, will get a try this week. And then I think you just lock Teddy in, don't you? Lock Teddy in for a try against the Dragons.
Not paying
Plus
much.
three, anytime try scorers, $9.11, $10.30 with a boost. Get on, Kev.
Very good,
Go
Kev.
to the bank, Kev. Get it all out.
Sir
We're away.
Dick's gonna score a double.
Yes. All right, boys. I think we've given quite a bit of information again this week. I think we're just killing it, the three of us. We're really pushing people in the right direction. We're going in the right direction. Love to see it. Let's hope Billy on Monday, when he names his Origin team, is a real Queenslander
Picks both for him.
and picks Bo Fermor over David Fifita.
Don't forget, they're still Queenslanders.
They're still Queenslanders, so yeah. All right, boys. Thanks for that.